Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Brad Huskin back on the show. Brad's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of IAS Training, and developer of the PMSA Relationship Selling Program, which is outstanding, professional sales management course, the Mystery Shoppers Kit, all that good stuff. Author of the I'm a salesman, not a PhD. Also, Munchies for Salespeople, and he's our good friend Brad. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be with you today.
Good to have you here. Nobody knows more about selling, folks, than Brad, especially out on Main Street. And Brad, speaking of Main Street, you know, there was a time when if you were a small business retailer and another big box retailer came to the town, all they did was they bought in volume and they sold in volume, so that meant the prices were probably a little better. They might have had a better array of products. And they were a little fancier, smancier, that kind of thing. But basically, they did business the way you did business, maybe just not as good for the customer, and that was the difference. That was pretty much the difference, wasn't it, in those days?
Yeah, back in the old days, you know, you could hang a shingle out front of your place and be relevant in your community as long as you carry the product that people are buying. So.
But the new retail landscape is not going to look like that, is it?
Oh, it's changing at a rapid pace. You know, more than half of the major malls in the United States closed down.
This is unprecedented, isn't it?
What's that?
Unprecedented.
That's unprecedented. That in the other time in history that I know of, anyway, it's never been as tough on the independent retailer, or you know, not just retailer, it's the independent business person as well.
But I mean, the vacation, the retreat from the marketplace of these major retailers. And the changes that are happening in the shopping malls, this is unprecedented.
Absolutely, yeah, and we'll never see retail the way it used to be again.
And it ought to be a time, Brad, where there's a vacuum left on Main Street in Main Street America, where small businesses could step into that vacuum and take over. It ought to be a time when they could do that, shouldn't it?
Well, and I think there is a time, and I think that that's where the retailers today have to get better. They have to get stronger. They got to get more professional, and they got to train their people, for crying out loud. You know, I've always said one of the single biggest reason businesses fail is because they're managed based on opinions, not based on factual information. And that's true with, you know, the biggest reason individuals fail is because they're managed based on opinions.
Well, we are not. The research shows we're not rational beings, humans.
No, that's true. And common sense isn't really very common anymore, so to speak. So, but you know, the day of the retail clerk are gone. It's the day of the retail professional.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I believe that customer loyalty is alive and well, and I just think that things have gotten so bad out in the marketplace that people have actually learned to expect lousy customer service, and they don't have their friend in this industry or that industry, so they turn to the internet for convenience or you know, to the big box stores because they don't have that person. And you know as well as I do, I mean, you've been on the air for, what, 25 years now?
Over 20.
Well, we're getting old, aren't we, buddy? but you wouldn't be on the air unless you had a huge following of people that love you and they listen to you and they're loyal to you and they come back over and over again. And that's just one of the things that small town America doesn't understand, that they've got to be important to that person.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be important to the person that's young and coming up. And, you know, millennials aren't any different than anybody else. They just want great value. They want what they want. And they want it in a timely fashion.
And I talked about this in the last segment, Brad. They don't want you to waste their time. I've been trying, and I know you do this too. When somebody walks in, don't assume that they know nothing. Assume that they know maybe more than you do. Find out where they are before you start talking to them. What do you think?
They are an educated group of people, and they want, time is of the essence, of course, to them. But they want it to be an experience. They want something they can put on Facebook or they can tweet about or, you know, they can write home to mom about. And it's just not the ho-hum, come in, you know, spend your money and get the heck out anymore. It's just, you got to be relevant, as you say in your book. If you're not relevant today, then you got nothing else going on for you.
Mm-hmm. Because price is not, price, I mean, they'll rule you out before they even know whether your price is right or not. I need that new website,
yeah,
Brad.
Called. Oh, it's the training, the number 4, retail. So TRAINING, the number 4, retail.
And also IAStraining.com, right?
Correct, yes.
All right, quick break. Right back with Brad. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.